Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldar, and today Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Tes, the 11th Perek Chelek. The Zichu Masechet Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe ben Yamin ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. Before we start today's share, I want to share something exciting. We just launched the Zichu Remember Makos campaign 23 Blot in 23 days, and we need your help to make it a success. If you've experienced the power of Zichu, remembering what you've learned, reviewing in minutes, holding on to a daf, imagine what it can do for others. So in honor of the occasion and to facilitate everyone's success, yours included, we're giving away a free full-color Zichu Makos Simanim Sefer. It's 76 pages of write-ups, illustrations, step-by-step instructions to help anyone master the 23 Blot of Makos in just 23 days. So here's how you can help. Share the link with your friends and chavrusas. Just go to zichru.com/makos, and that's where they can order their free sefer. Tell people how Zichru has helped your learning. Encourage them to sign up and get the free sefer. So go to zichru.com/makos, M-A-K-K-O-S, and order your free sefer, and tell others to join the campaign and get their free sefer. So the three daves we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kol nevim kulan ulin snabu el yomos Mashiach." All the nevim only prophesized about the days of Mashiach. But regarding the world to come, no eye has seen Hashem except yours, Yas Mochakalo, that which He'll do for one who awaits Him. This disagrees with Shmuel, who said, "Ein bein olam hazeh l'yomos Mashiach el shibud malchus bavad." There's no difference between this world and the days of Mashiach except for independence from subjugation by foreign governments. Rabbi Yochanan also said that all nevim only prophesies about the reward for Bali Tshuva, those who repented, but the reward for tzaddikim, the originally righteous, ein lo rasa elokim zulascha. This disagrees with Rabbi Yalbo, who said, "Makom shel Bali Tshuva omdim, the place where those who repented stand, sham tzaddikim einam omdim sham, there even the righteous do not stand." Finally, Rabbi Yochanan said that all nevim only prophesied the reward for one who marries his daughter to a Talmid Chacham, who does business for him or benefits him from his possessions, but for Talmid Chacham themselves, ein lo rasa elokim zulascha. The Gemara explains what this means. Point number two, the Mishnah Dav Tzadi Amar Aleph taught that one who says Ein Torah Mina Shamayim, the Torah is not transmitted from Shamayim, has no share in Olam Haba. This is included under Ki Dvar Hashem Baza. He has despised the word of Hashem, about which it says, Hikares Tikares, that soul shall be completely cut off, meaning both from this world and Olam Haba. This includes even one who concedes to the entire Torah's veracity, except for a single pasuk, an extra or missing letter, or Kal Vachomer Gezer Shava. Kidvar Hashem Baza also includes an apikoros and hamagal panim b'Torah, one who acts brazenly towards the Torah. Malazar Modai adds, one who makes hektish become chulin, hamavazes amodos, or disgraces chol moed by treating it like an ordinary day, and hamalbim panei chavero barabim, or humiliates his fellow in public, even if he has Torah and maisim tovim in his hand. Kidvar Hashem Baza also includes halomet Torah ve'en malamda, one who learns Torah but does not teach it, one who is not attentive to the Mishnah as a fundamental text, and kol she'ef shel lasek b'Torah ve'en osek, anyone who is able to engage in learning Torah but does not engage in it, and one who serves idolatry. And point number three, Rabbi Shuben Karcha says, kol halomet Torah ve'en chozer alel, whoever learns Torah but does not review it, Domla Adam Shul Zoreo Be'eno Kotzer is similar to a person who plants but does not harvest. Yeshua says whoever learns Torah and forgets it is like a woman who gives birth and then buries her child. Rekiva said, Zamer b'chol yom, sing every day, meaning review constantly, even if it's familiar to you, like a song. The word for review is derived from the pasuk Nevesh Amel Amul Loki Akav Alapiu. A person who toils in studying Torah, the Torah toils for him because he saddled it to his mouth, teaching Hu Amal B'Makom Zeh. He toiled in Torah in this world, but Sarasa Omelos Lo B'Makom Acher, and the Torah toils for him elsewhere, meaning in Olam Haba. Malazar said, Ko Adma Amal Nivra. Every person was created for toil, as the pasuk says Ki Adma Amal Yulad. But a man is born for toil. A pasuk clarifies that this means amal peh, verbal toil, and not amal malacha, toil of labor. And another pasuk further clarifies that this refers to amal Torah, toil in Torah study, not amal sicha, toil of conversation. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kol nevim kulan lo nisnabu el yomos Mashiach." All the nevim only prophesies about the days of Mashiach. Of olam haba, ein lo rasa elokim zulascha. But regarding the world to come, no eye has seen Hashem except yours, Yas Mulchakalo, that which He will do for one who awaits Him. This disagrees with Shmuel, who said, "Ein bein olam hazeh lo yomos Mashiach el shibud malchus bavad." There's no difference between this world and the days of Mashiach except for independence from subjugation by foreign governments. Rabbi Yochanan also said that all Nevi'im only prophesies about the reward for Ba'i Tshuva, those who repented, but the reward for Tzaddikim, the originally righteous, Ein L'Rasa Elokim Zulascha. This disagrees with Rabbi Yalba, who said, Makom Shel Ba'i Tshuva Omdim, the place where those who repented stand, Sham Tzaddikim Einam Omdim Sham. There even the righteous do not stand. Finally, Rabbi Yochanan said that all Nevi'im only prophesy the reward for one who marries his daughter to a Talmid Chacham, who does business for him or benefits him from his possessions, but for Talmid Chachamim themselves, Ein L'Rasa Elokim Zulascha. The Gemara explains what this means. Point number two, the Mishnah Dav Tzadi Amon Aleph taught that one who says Ein Torah Mina Shamayim, the Torah is not transmitted from Shamayim, has no share in Olam Haba. This is included under Ki Dvar Hashem Baza. He has despised the word of Hashem, about which it says, Hikares Tikares, that soul shall be completely cut off, meaning both from this world and Olam Haba. This includes even one who concedes to the entire Torah's veracity, except for a single pasuk, an extra or missing letter, or kavachom or gezer shava. Kidvar Hashem Baza also includes an apikoros and hamagal panim b'Torah, one who acts brazenly towards the Torah. Melezer Amodai adds, one who makes hektish become chulin, hamavazes amodos, or disgraces chol moed by treating it like an ordinary day, and hamalbim panei chavero barabim, or humiliates his fellow in public, even if he has Torah and maisim tovim in his hand. Kidvar Hashem Baza also includes Halomet Torah ve'enam olamda, one who learns Torah but does not teach it, one who is not attentive to the Mishnah as a fundamental text, and Kol She'ef Shel Lasek B'Torah ve'enam Osek, anyone who is able to engage in learning Torah but does not engage in it, and one who serves idolatry. And point number three, Rabbi Shub and Karcha says, Kol Halomet Torah ve'enam Chozer Olel, whoever learns Torah but does not review it, is similar to a person who plants but does not harvest. Yeshua says, whoever learns Torah and forgets it is like a woman who gives birth and then buries her child. Rekiva said, zamer b'chol yom, sing every day, meaning review constantly, even if it's familiar to you, like a song. The word for review is derived from the pasuk Nefesh Amel Amel Loki Akaf Alapu. A person who toils in studying Torah, the Torah toils for him because he saddled it to his mouth, teaching Hu Amal B'Makom Zeh. He toiled in Torah in this world, but Sarasu Omel Eslo B'Makom Acher, and the Torah toils for him elsewhere, meaning in Olam Haba. Melazer said, Ko Adam Amel Nivra. Every person was created for toil, as the pasuk says Ki Adam Amel Yulad, but a man is born for toil. A pasuk clarifies that this means amol peh, verbal toil, and not amol malacha, toil of labor. And another pasuk further clarifies that this refers to amol Torah, toil in Torah study, not amol sicha, toil of conversation. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Tzadi Tes, and our standard siman is a cheetah, the animals. Here goes. At the cheetah park, where a cheetah lay down next to the lamb in the Yomas Mashiach exhibit that was right next to the closed Olam Haba exhibit, no one had yet seen and prohibited to people who say, Ein Torah Mina Shamayim. A farmer wearing cheetah-patterned overalls who planted but didn't harvest was schmoozing with the yeshiva bacher who learned but didn't review. Once again, slow motion. At the cheetah park, cheetah, that must wear a duff. Tzadi Tes. At the cheetah park where a cheetah lay down next to the lamb in the Yomas Mashiach exhibit that was right next to the closed Olam Haba exhibit no one had yet seen, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol Nevi'im Kulan, Lonisnabu El Yomas Mashiach. All the Nevi'im only prophesized about the days of Mashiach, of Olam Haba, Ein L'Rasa Elokim Zulascha. But regarding the world to come, no eye has seen, Hashem, except yours, Yas Melchakolo, that which he will do for one who awaits him. This disagrees with Shmuel, who said, Ein Ben Olam Hazeh Olam Mashiach El Shibud Malkis Bolvad. There's no difference between this world and the days of Mashiach, except for independence from subjugation by foreign governments. So at the cheetah park, where a cheetah lay down next to the lamb in the Yomas Mashiach exhibit that was right next to the closed Olam Haba exhibit no one had yet seen and prohibited to people who say, Ein Torah, Mina Shamayim, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Tzadi Amar Aleph taught that one who says, Ein Torah Mina Shamayim, the Torah is not transmitted from Shamayim, has no share in Olam Haba. This is included under Kidvar Hashem Baza. He has despised the word of Hashem about which it says, Hakares Tikares, that soul shall be completely cut off, meaning both from this world and Olam Haba. This includes even one who concedes to the entire Torah's veracity, except for a single pasuk, an extra or missing letter, or kavachomer or gezer shava. Kidvar Hashem Baza includes other people as well. So at the cheetah park where a cheetah lay down next to the lamb in the Yomas Mashiach exhibit that was right next to the closed Olam Haba exhibit no one had yet seen and prohibited to people who say, Ein Torah, Mina Shamayim. A farmer wearing cheetah-patterned overalls who planted but didn't harvest was schmoozing with the yeshiva bacher who learned but didn't review, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon Karcha says, "Kolomet Torah be'inu chozer aleha." Whoever learns Torah but does not review it, domel adam shezorea be'inu kotzer, is similar to a person who plants but does not harvest. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Whoever learns Torah and forgets it is like a woman who gives birth and then buries her child." Mikiva said, zamer b'chol yom, sing every day. Sing every day, meaning review constantly, even if it's familiar to you, like a song. So once again, at the cheetah park where a cheetah lay down next to the lamb, in the Yomos HaMashiach exhibit that was right next to the closed Om Haba exhibit no one had yet seen, and prohibited to people who say, Ein Torah, Mina Shamayim, a farmer wearing cheetah patterned overalls who planted but didn't harvest, was schmoozing with the yeshiva bacher who learned but didn't review. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach chazara. Dav Tzadi Hei. So the simmer Dav Tzadi Hei is a Tzahal, tank commander. So here goes. The tank commander, that must be a Dav Tzadi Hei, Tzahal, tank commander. The tank commander shooting at a giant who captured a king, which reminds us, the Gemara tells how David HaMelech fell into Yishbi's hands, the brother of Goliath, and how Avishai saved him. So the tank commander shooting at a giant who captured a king was trying not to hit a man davening under land that contracted, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that Kvitzas Ha'aretz happened for three people, Avishai in his rescuing of David, Eliezer on his journey to find a wife for Yitzchak, and then for Yaakov Avinu who went to Haran and then came back to Beis El. So the tank commander shooting at a giant who captured a king was trying not to hit a man davening under land that contracted when he spotted a massive army of enemy soldiers crossing the Yarden, which reminds, the Gemara describes Sanherib's vast army and how they crossed the Yarden. Dav Tzadivav. So the Simon Dav Tzadivav is a town crier who proclaims the king's commands. So here goes. As a town crier, that must be more Dav Tzadivav, Tzav, Mitzvah. As the town crier blew his trumpet to stop the foreign king's secretary from taking more than four steps to rewrite a letter for the Melech, which reminds the Gemara gives a background to Buchanetzer's four steps to defend Hashem's honor. So as the town crier blew his trumpet to stop the foreign king's secretary from taking more than four steps to rewrite the letter for the Melech, he wasn't able to stop the enemy's general who opened the gate to the city with the blunt end of his axe, which reminds Gemara brings the incident of Nuvar Zadan breaking through the gates of Yerushalayim. He had a single axe left, and upon striking the gate with its blunt end, it opened. He went through the city killing as he went until he reached the base of Mikdash and lit it aflame. The Heichal began to ascend, but it was trampled from Shemaim. Nebuzaradan grew haughty, and a Baskel went forth. It is a killed nation that you've killed. It's a burned Heichal you burn, and ground flour that you've ground. Their destruction was decreed by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and are not your successes. So as the town crier blew his trumpet to stop the foreign king's secretary from taking more than four steps to rewrite a letter for the Melech, he wasn't able to stop the enemy's general who opened the gate to the city with the blunt end of his axe and was about to discover bubbling blood on the temple floor, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Maisa of Nebuzaradan finding the bubbling blood of Zechariah, who was murdered 250 years earlier. Dav Tzadi Zayin, so the Simmer Dav Tzadi Zayin is a chess master. So here goes. The crowd of the Mashiach chess match, that must be on Dav Tzadi Zayin, chess. The crowd of the Mashiach chess match, who had the faces of dogs, and the elders were standing while the minors were sitting, which reminds us, many descriptions are given about the generation when Ben David will come, when Mashiach will come, including Pnei Hador K'Pnei Kelev, the face of the generation will be like the face of a dog. V'ha'emes ne'ederes, truth will be absent, youths will shame the elders, and elders will stand before minors. So the crowd of the Mashiach chess match, who had the faces of dogs, and the elders were standing while the minors were sitting, were busy checking their watches in futility to see when the champion would arrive, which reminds us that the date of Mashiach's arrival cannot be discerned, contrary to sages who darshan several psukim to determine when Mashiach would arrive. So the crowd of the Mashiach chess match, who had the faces of dogs, and the elders were standing while the minors were sitting, were busy checking their watches in futility to see when the champion would arrive. When the referee told them all to do tshuva, ma'isim tovim, like some people in the stands, if they want the game to actually happen, which reminds us, Rabbi Eliezer says, Im Yisrael oisim tshuva nigalin. If Yisrael repents, they'll be redeemed. Im lav, ain't nigalin. And if not, they'll not be redeemed. Rabbi Yeshua objects, if they don't repent, will they not be redeemed? Rather, Kodesh Baruch Hu will establish a melech over them, whose decrees will be as harsh as Haman's, Yisrael oisim tshuva, and Yisrael will repent, machzirim lemutav, and Hashem will thereby return them to the right path. Dav Tzadiches, so the simmer Dav Tzadiches relates to schok, and we use a clown. So here goes. At the Mashiach, clown act, that must be more on Dav Tzadiches, schok, clown. At the Mashiach Clown Act, which featured one clown excitedly running through the Hayom door to help a Metzora clown undo a bandage, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that the Mashiach told Rabbi Shua ben Levi that he was coming Hayom, today. Rabbi Shua thought the Mashiach lied to him since he was coming today, and he did not. Eliyahu explained that he meant Hayom im bekolo tishma'u, today, if you heed his voice. So at the Mashiach Clown Act, which featured one clown excitedly running through the Hayom door to help a Metzora clown undo a bandage, while another refused to enter and covered his eyes in fear of Chevrei Mashiach, which reminds us, Ula said, Yesi v'lech minei, let Mashiach come, but I should not see him. Rabbi said the same, but Rabbi Yosef said, let him come, and I should merit to sit even in the shadow of his donkey's dung. Abai asked Rabbi why he did not want to see Mashiach, if it's because of Chevrei Mashiach, the suffering preceding the arrival of Mashiach, but the Talmidim Rabbi Elazar asked him, Mayasa Adam Yenatzel Mechevrei Mashiach, what should a person do to be saved from the suffering before Mashiach? And he responded, Yasuk B'Torah Gmilas HaSodim, he should involve himself in studying Torah and in acts of kindness. So at the Mashiach Clown Act, which featured one clown excitedly running through the Hayom door to help a Metzora clown undo a bandage, while another refused to enter and covered his eyes in fear of Chevrei Mashiach, a third clown walked on stage scared of being attacked by 400 men, Shema Yigro Mechait, which reminds us, two sources are provided for the principle of Shema Yigro Mechait, of chait taking away what a person already earned. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi asked that although HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov, behold, I'm with you and will guard you wherever you go, yet when Yaakov heard that Esau was marching towards him with an army, the pasuk says, "V'yira Yaakov ma'od v'yetzulo," and Yaakov was greatly afraid, and it distressed him. The reason is that he was afraid that perhaps a sin may cause him to lose the protection HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you learn about Nevuah Radan finding the bubbling blood of Zechariah? That's on Daf Tzadivav. Good. Number two, which stuff do you learn about how David HaMelech fell into Yishbi's hands and how Avishai saved him? That's on Daf Sadihei. Good. Number three, which of the one who says Torah eno min shamayim has no chelk in Olam Haba and is under the category of Dvar Hashem Bazah? That's on Daf Tzadites. Good. Number four, which stuff do the incident of the two false prophets who requested to be thrown into the fiery furnace with Yehoshua Kohen Gadol? That's on Daf Tzadigimel. Good. Number five, which of the one it's futile to try to determine when Mashiach will come? That's on Daf Tzadizayin. Good. Number six, which daf do the incident with Mashiach told Rabbi Shua ben Levi that he was coming Hayom? That's on Daf Tzadiches. Good. Number seven, which daf do we learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sought to make Chizkiyahu HaMelech Mashiach, but he didn't because Chizkiyahu did not sing Shira? That's on Daf Tzadidalad. Good. Number eight, which daf do we learn that one who learns but does not review is like one who plants but doesn't reap? That's on Daf Study test. Good. Number nine, which stuff do you learn about Sennacherib's vast army and how they crossed the Yarden? That's on Daf Study Hey. Good. And number 10, which stuff do you learn that the Nevi'im prophesies about Yom HaMashiach, but Olam Haba no eye has seen? That's on Daf Study test. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldberg from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.